This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's no way we lost Georgia. There's no way. That was a rigged election, but we're still fighting it, and you'll see what's going to happen. We'll talk about it, and I just want to thank you. This is some crowd. You know, Biden was here today also. They had 14 people in three cars. No, there was no way, and I just want to thank you. You know, I've had two elections. I won both of them. It's amazing. Actually did much better on the second one.
That, of course, was President Trump in Georgia. Doesn't seem like a guy that is giving up. In fact, he says, we're not giving up. We're going to take this thing to the end. And he even alludes that there's more coming. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hope you like the show. Spread the word. Tell people about it. Tell them about it. Tell them all the crazy things. Yeah, I went all Billy Joel on you for a second. Yeah, tell people about the show. Tell people about me. Tell people about us. Because this is about us. Everything that we're doing, look, I mean, there's some entertainment value here. I'm not going to lie. But this is all about the country. I don't want to get sidetracked here. Anyway, the president was in Dalton, Georgia, a day or so ago, and he's doing his rally, and he's letting people know, hey, we're in this fight. I'm going to warn you, the listeners today, and the affiliates, the stations, that we are going to be running a best of for the rest of this program. We're going to run this segment of the show in the top of both hours, and then we'll run best ofs. And the reason for that is I've got some things to do that are involving all of this stuff that are going to take some time. And I'm not going to know the I want to wait and get all the information before I do another live show, so I have all the information handy. But anyway, the president, he's got the Democrats panicked, is what it amounts to. Because he's out there doing rallies, and he alluded, he says, Joe Biden came to town. He's got all these people in cars and all that. Let me put it to you this way. If Joe Biden held a rally, nobody would show up. Mr. Popularity, nobody would show up. He's canceled his inauguration parade. Are you surprised? No. I call that the latest clue that the Democrats sense what is about to happen to them. Here's what's funny about this. If Biden had actually won the election, he couldn't get anybody to show up for his parade or his inauguration. There is no fervor for this brain-dead moron. And he wouldn't even realize what's happening. Oh, Jill, anybody seen Jill? I mean, Dr. Biden? Dr. Jill? He canceled his parade because he knows he will never be president. Like the president's leaked phone call, the news is also leaked that Trump is going to serve a second term. And the president gave so many signals on this call that he had with the Georgia Secretary of State and his attorney. And I noted that he warned everybody on that call. I talked to you guys about this. He dropped a lot of hints. I'm notifying you that you're letting it being voter fraud, happen. I'm notifying you, he said. And there were multiple instances where the president got Georgia officials on record willfully ignoring voter fraud. Then he holds his rally in Dalton, Georgia. And he further intimated that there were other criminal offenses, and he's trying to put these people on notice. He warned Raffensperger and his attorney that there were big risks. And I contend that he made that phone call to get them to say what he needed them to say on the record. But perhaps more importantly, he wanted the entirety of this documented. And, of course, the liberal media tried to make a big deal about it. Oh, he's coercing them. You don't even listen to the whole phone call. You know there's nothing coerced. He knew the call was being recorded. And what did Raffensperger do? He releases it to the Washington Times. thinking it was going to do him some good. It didn't do him any good. In fact, it was another massive backfire. That's what you're witnessing. Everything that we're talking about today is just a massive backfire on the left. Remember when Sidney Powell warned Biden, concede or face prison? I suspect as things move closer, that Biden is now considering Powell's advice. And he's not the only person who's scared, folks. As I've said on this show many times, a list of traitors is long and well known at this point. Each of them depends on Biden getting into office. And every time they turn around, guess what? Superman, Donald Trump is going, I'm not going to just roll over, folks. It's not going to happen. How many people have cracked? How many people have cracked under the bright lights of the new FBI, the special forces group that Donald Trump has now deployed that reports directly to him? Not long ago, folks, I asked this question on this very show, the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Where is former CIA Director Gina Haspel? Where is she? As we all know, folks, cover stories do exist. I have no way to verify that Gina Haspel got shot in the raid at the German server farm that was a CIA front. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I don't know where she is, and I haven't heard hide no hair from her. And I watched Kamala Harris get sworn in as a senator. I watched Joe Biden cancel his presidential inauguration parade. And I'm going, what's the deal here? Is Haspel at Gitmo? Is she turning state's evidence? What do we know? What does the president know? He says today is going to be the day that he lets us all know what's going on. This little mini drama is not going to take long to play out. Days, in fact. And I get more and more confident with each moment leading up to what the president's going to let us in on today. Democrats underestimated him. And it's time that he and we get our retribution. I mentioned in another broadcast that these people are talking about the Trump folks and, you know, Meghan McCain is protecting us. There's no reason to protect us. We outnumber them in such a massive amount, it's scary to them. With everything that they've done, it's scary to them. They own the media, the social media. They shut down truth and free speech at every turn. And you know what we've done? We've managed to scare them because nothing has defeated us. And we got one more victory. One more victory to get accomplished here. And it is going to occur over the next few days. You have remained vigilant. You have remained full of resolve. And the president knows it. And that's why I held that rally. Hope you enjoy the rest of the program, folks. I got some pretty important stuff I'm working on. I'll get back with you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-666-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I was watching TV over the weekend, and I saw this. They're called PSAs, public service announcements. But there's no public service to it. Yeah, public service announcements. And it used to be things like, I don't know, learn to read, or math is your friend, or whatever. When I was growing up, a public service announcement really, it was supposed to make you aware. It's government funding something that you needed in your life. And I don't know when it occurred. I would seriously like to look back at it and find out when it made a transition from something that, you know, reading is fundamental to leave the Guatemalan midgets alone or whatever. It transformed into this social engineering. And so I'm watching this, I don't know, I was watching a TV program, and I see this program, this PSA that comes on, And I noticed it's a bunch of gay people. And the one that got me was the lady. She's in a lot of stuff. She was in Old School. She was in, Best in Show. And Jane something. Anyway, she turns out to be gay in real life. I didn't know it. And she played a gay woman. Very good actress. I love her work. And she's gay in real life. Big deal. I don't care. But when I, as I looked at it, it was a lot of gay people. And they were, you know, I guess the message was around diversity. Well, it was. But what funny, in fact, I know it was. And what was funny about it is instead of praising, instead of rather galvanizing all Americans to work together, to be one America, they were actually praising diversity. Now, here's what's funny about that, because people are probably, Kevin, what are you talking about? See, in the old days, we rallied around something that brought us together in these different things. So learning to read, that's no special interest group. We want everybody to learn to read. It is a good thing to learn to read. It would be like having a thing that says, appreciate the military. They don't say, appreciate the Marines or the Army or whatever. They say, appreciate, you know, and I'm just using that as an example. Appreciate the military. Okay, so we all, yeah, let's appreciate the military. But that was what I remember, is sort of these PSAs. And now it's like, everything's about the diversity of life in America. Hey, don't look at someone because of their religion. Don't look at someone because of their gender. Don't look at gender. Don't look at someone because of their color or because their accent or whatever. That's just part of the diversity. And I'm thinking, we always look for the thing that's different. We're taught to look for the thing that's different. It's part of your nature. It really is. If you're, that's why, for example, a white tiger has a less chance of survival in the wild than a tiger that has its normal stripes. A white tiger can be seen in the jungle, in the forest, versus a regular tiger. So that's why it's an anomaly and it doesn't normally live. Now, I'm not saying kill people that are different. I'm just saying you're impossible not to notice it. The prey is taught to notice something that's very different so it can avoid being caught. It's taught to notice even the things about the tiger so it can avoid being caught. So we're trained to look for the differences. The differences in the animal kingdom versus us is we're not trained to look at it as predator and prey. We're trained to look at it because it makes life more interesting. If you first see a black person and you're a little kid, it may make you curious about them. I remember when white people would always ask me, can y'all tan? I was like, I don't really know. I hadn't tried. I learned that I could, but I hadn't tried to do it. So anyway, they praise this diversity. And if you ever looked at a group of leftists, they're super proud. And you know, it'll be a picture and it'll have people of all different colors. I'm talking about from fish belly white to Miles Davis black. And in between, it'll have all different hairstyles, curly, straight, whatever, eye types, blue, blonde, whatever. It'll be a complete hodgepodge, and they pride themselves on it. The little kids, will, you know, whatever, it'll be fat people, tall people, skinny, whatever, all over. And they'll go, look at our diversity. They're proud of it. Sizes, shapes, religions, we've got it all. Dressed in the native garb. Man, just go Google diversity in Google Images and look at diversity, and it'll come up with all this cool stuff. But what you will never have in that group of people is you will never have diversity of thought. Good example, Miss America. Blisi's a black chick. She was asking, she's a nuclear scientist, works for the government. She was asked a couple of questions at the end. Everybody loved her. Hey, do you believe that health care is an entitlement? She says, no, it's not an entitlement. It's a privilege. So that's number one. Then she was asked if she was a feminist, and she says no. So here's a black lady who's risen up through the ranks of Miss America, gonna win it. They're tweeting out, you go, sister, go. Ooh, hey, sister, soul, sister, soul, sister, go, sister. And everybody's, woohoo, we love me. I think her name is DC or CD or CP or something. They love her until she answered those questions. And then you know what Twitter did? Ooh, girl, you lost me right there, girlfriend. You never should have said that. Health care is an entitlement. What? You ain't no feminist? What? What? Suddenly they turn on her. Now, she's as good as it gets. She's risen through the ranks. She's beating all these white girls. Beating all these white girls. And she's about to get the crown. And everybody's like, whoa, what did she say? Oh, I can't believe that she went off the reservation. Can't believe that she's the same woman that had all the achievements. Nuclear scientist. She is no dummy. They ask her a question. She's a nuclear scientist. She's like, yeah, I don't think it's an entitlement. Let me ask you this. You're a farmer working in the fields of Georgia, raising a crop of wheat or whatever. You get sick. What entitlements do you get? Social Security? Do you get a check? When we formed this nation, what did you get? You got nothing. But you know what we were fortunate enough to do? We said, there are going to be people who do get sick, who do need our help, and we need to be there for them. So we implemented things to help them out. They didn't become entitlements. They're still things that we decide through our charity to do for people. But now the left goes, nope, that's an entitlement. And that would be okay. You know what? Even if you said, hey, some people are going to get sick and they're entitled to make a living and not starve to death. I'll even go that far. But I'll ask you this. How many of those people are there? Should it be 47% of our population? What percentage of those do you feel like are entitled? When you see a dude going out making 15 babies by 12 different girls, do you feel like he's entitled to your money to take care of his kids when he's not responsible enough to do it himself? Where do we end it? See, we can have these conversations, but they can't. The sorry leftists don't want to talk about the things that matter. Bullying is what they are. You ever seen them do a PSA supporting the police? You ever seen them do a PSA supporting the hardworking Americans that start businesses?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protests continuing in Washington, D.C. for President Trump. Many of his supporters believe the election was stolen. President Trump speaking at the Save America rally in Washington, D.C.
We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about.
President Trump also blames Democrats for rigging both the 2020 presidential election and last night's Georgia Senate elections.
They rigged an election. They rigged it like they've never rigged an election before. And by the way, last night they didn't do a bad job either, if you notice.
The House in session in what looks to be a long day as lawmakers vote to formally certify election results of the presidential election. Republicans in the House and Senate are protesting election results in several battleground states. USA Radio News. With 99% reporting, Democrat candidate Raphael Warnock is leading Senator Kelly Loeffler 50.6% to 49.4%. Several media outlets have projected him as the winner, though the results are not final or certified. The other Senate contest between Democrat John Ossoff and Republican Senator David Perdue has Ossoff leading 50.2% to 49.8%. If both Democrats do win, they would have control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as what this means for the country, Republican Congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss, says
the consequences of this obviously go far, far beyond Georgia. This really is going to determine the political philosophy of our country going forward, whether we're going to embrace socialism or freedom.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, according to ADP, the private sector is still reeling from COVID-19 as about 123,000 jobs were cut in December. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. So, had a little time on my hands. I don't get very much, but I was prepping for the show, and I decided, let me just do something, because I'd seen an article where a business leader was upset with Donald Trump, and there's a few of them, and I'll get to that in just a second, but I wanted to find out. And I'm always curious, what did they say about Barack Obama? And so I Googled, business leaders speak out against Obama. And here's the first thing that came up. Business leaders speak out about Trump leaving Paris deal. That was the first one. Second one, Mary Summers, business leaders should stand up to President Trump. The third one, business leaders speak out against Trump care. So just to tell you who, and let's look at who published these articles. The first article was published by the Wall Street Journal. The second article, by the way, the first article was dated June 1st. Second article was dated February 1st of this year. Larry Summers, business leaders should stand up to Trump. Third article was by Inc. Incorporated magazine, if you guys know Inc., I-N-C. Small business leaders to speak out against Trump care. The fourth article, Why Obama May Speak Out Against Trump, was dated November 23rd of 2016, post Hillary Clinton butt whooping. Then, when I got to something that even remotely related was related to Obama, it was from December 14th of 2010. Obama reaches out to business leaders. And that was in the Washington Post. The next article was Obama Takes Fiscal Plan to business leaders. And finally, if you want to get anything that was remotely negative, you go down to Business Insider. By the way, the one before that was PBS. Business Insider says Barack Obama shouldn't take Wall Street speaking fees. But I couldn't find an article that said a business leader spoke out against Barack Obama. And the reason why I even looked was there was a story about the leader of the head of J.P. Morgan, and he said he was embarrassed to be an American. And I couldn't figure out why. So let me explain why I'm even talking about this, because when I saw the title, CEO of J.P. Morgan, I'm almost embarrassed to be an American, and it's Diamond, I guess is the way you pronounce his name. And I was like, really? the nerve of him. I was, you know, like mad about it. And I thought, you know, who says that this is yet again more piling on of Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. So if you're like me, and I come from the business world, I was a management consultant, still am, I mean, technically, and probably will continue to work with some clients. But the point is this. The business world sees a title like that coming from a person who is obviously a big name, J.P. Morgan. And you stop in your tracks and go, whoa, he says, I'm almost embarrassed, which is in effect saying I'm embarrassed. But here's what he said. He said, so no, in spite of gridlock, we'll grow at 1.5 or 2%. I don't buy the argument that we'll relegate this forever. We're not. If this administration can make breakthroughs in taxes and infrastructure regulatory reform, we have become one of the most bureaucratic, confusing, litigious societies on the planet. It's almost an embarrassment to be an American citizen traveling around the world and listen to the stupid crap, he used a different word, we have to deal with in this country. And at one point, we have to get our act together or we won't do what we're supposed to do for average Americans. And unfortunately, people write about this being like it's for corporations. It's not for corporations. Competitive taxes are important for business and business growth, which is important for jobs and wage growth. And honestly, we should be ringing that along to every single one of you every time you talk to a client. Now, he's admonishing people in his own industry saying, this is what we should be talking about. It was in the way they described it at MarketWatch was as follows. It said, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company's outspoken CEO on Friday broke into an impassioned, expletive-tinged rant on the state of Washington politics and its impact on the U.S. economy during one call to discuss second quarter results. Diamond said, U.S. growth was held in check by a lack of policy momentum in D.C. that has failed to deliver a spate of growth regulation that could help boost an otherwise sluggish economy. We have to focus on economy that's good, you know, for all Americans, blah, blah, blah. So that's what he was talking about. It wasn't a reflection on Donald Trump. But the way the article read, that's exactly what it was. But when you listen to Diamond's actual rant, you understand it wasn't about Trump at all. And in fact, it was about Barack Obama. And when I saw it, I was like, who the heck is this guy? But that's the way the media wants us. That's the way they do things. Why do you think we have this segment that I do periodically called Headlines? It's because it's a way for you to learn. Now, I told you before, you can look at the headline and sort of know what's going on. In this particular case, I looked at the headline and they misled me. I mean, all the headlines are misleading to some degree, in my opinion, on the left. They're slanted. And in this particular case, they got me. Because I was mad at Diamond. Girls. Can't believe it. How could any CEO be upset with the policies of Donald Trump? But then it gets me to go look for, as I said, the things that were driving the issues with Obama. You know, we had some pretty outspoken Fortune 500, certainly Fortune 100 CEOs that have been critical of Obama policies, but not to the point where I was thinking, wow, they came out and said that. But and I'll get back to who's been critical of Donald Trump in just a bit. But certainly the CEO of J.P. Morgan hasn't. Donald Trump is speaking this man's language. He understands tax policy is what's going to influence his ability to do his job. These are guys that, despite making tons of money, they make a lot of money, but they also believe in their jobs. They believe in what they're doing, and they believe in their reputations. And it's not just about, I'm making a crap load of money. They've made money. They've got money to burn. In fact, being blunt, most of them wouldn't really care about the money. Money is a measure. But there are many CEOs that have, they would do this job for free if it were made to where they could do it without having to lose sleep, without having to worry about the thousands of employees that are impacted by their decisions. The money is a measurement. It's a measuring stick, if you will. That's what they see it as. You have been taught to see it as, oh, they're just a bunch of greed. That's, I mean, there's some greed to it. And not to go all Gordon Gekko on you, but greed is good. But the real measurement is, am I making the profits that I want to make? Now, the argument on that side would be, well, Kevin, they don't always make money and they still have to get a bunch of fat paycheck and all that. And you go, yeah, but they still have to make big decisions. And you may go, well, it should be tied to profitability. And they go, yeah, well, that'd be nice if they controlled all the profitability. They don't. Unions generally will get in the way of your profitability. The way you write your company structure could be in the way of your profitability. Now, I'll give you an example. So I worked with a very large multinational company, 34 divisions, and the divisions were under business units. And so the business unit president actually had as much power as the CEO, if you will, particularly if you were over a profit business unit. So at one point I went in and I said, look, your company's going to run a lot more efficiently if you buy internally and if the business units did more business between each other. And instead of going offshore to get certain products, they should just get it from your own manufacturing. So I'll give you an example. They had steel manufacturing within their organization, but they also got a lot of their steel trinkets sourced from China. Ultimately, they would end up making the same product, but the ones who were using the internal used it for a different reason, and they could have theoretically sold their steel production internally, but it would have been a little bit more expensive. Probably better quality, certainly no shipping costs, and the advantage of keeping it in the family would have been better. But the business unit president said, I get paid on profitability. I don't care what's going on with the corporation as a whole. I'm going to be profitable because that's what drives my number. So I told the CEO, you've got to take that incentive out. You're concerned about profitability, but internal profitability would be more important than external. You know, in other words, sourcing from internal would get more weight than sourcing externally. But the point is, that behavior is what drove the corporation. So here's what the net of it is, that there are companies out there who are very critical of Donald Trump, and I'm not going to have time in this segment to get to them, but they are openly vocal to Donald Trump. And those companies are actually faring better under Trump already than they did under Obama, whom they said not a single word about. And that is the definition of liberalism. They will not criticize against the narrative.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
No, I didn't either. Albert Einstein, one of the greatest geniuses of all times, got divorced. They should tell you that before you get married. It shouldn't be, do you love her? Do you want to spend the rest of your life with her? Should be, do you think you're smarter than Einstein? 2.0!
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I played that clip is I'm watching a show. I don't know if it's on the History Channel or whatever, but it's
The Life of Einstein. And they've made it into an actual movie. And this guy that plays young Einstein is a guy named Johnny Flynn. And he's awesome as an actor. He's awesome. He captures Einstein. I'm talking about cold. Now, Jeffrey Rush plays the older version of Einstein. And, of course, he's an Academy Award winner, one of the best actors I've ever seen. This show is amazing. And now, look, I'm going to tell you up front. I happen to be an engineer, computer science, mathematician, and I may see it through a little bit of a different lens than most people. But we see Einstein as a genius that, you know, did the theory of relativity and E=mc², etc., and the fact that light can be bent, and these various theories. And by the way, what's funny about Einstein, if you really understand his work, is he started with a theory that he then later in life disproved. That's what's so cool about his work. The first part, you know, he can get it. You can talk to him about what he thought the theory would be, and he spent a lot of time trying to prove that, and just made science just was floored at this guy. And then later on, he has to, in effect, disprove it is one of the things that most scientists never encounter. So it's really a cool thing. And I saw another thing years ago where Einstein needed, because there was going to be an eclipse, and the only way he could prove his theory was the way when that eclipse happened, and he needed everything to go right, and it finally did. So long story short, if you get a chance to see this, it is magnificent. It really is. I didn't realize, you know, all of the loves of his life. You think these guys are geniuses that, you know, they're nerds and nobody liked them. Einstein got the chicks, man. I'm telling you, people loved his brain. and he was funny in this goofy kind of way. I'm presuming Johnny Flynn has really sort of researched the role. But he was very clever in how he used math and applied it. And I got to tell you, if you only watch this show for one reason, and one reason only, you got to watch it for how Einstein viewed the world. I'll put it to you this way. He changed the way I think. He absolutely did. Einstein said, too many people spend far too much time absorbed in the theoretical of what they're trying to accomplish. You know, in other words, working out a problem. They don't observe what's really happening. So if I gave you an equation, for example, an integral that would help you figure out how to make a circle, Einstein would tell you, well, let's observe the circle. And he said you need to be able to visualize the issue, and that will help you understand the problem. And I'll give you a good example. When I went through engineering school, and we were talking about electrons, and then we talked about, you know, other subatomic particles, even smaller than electrons, and we got into quarks and things like that. Now, I'm not going to get too technical for the audience here, but we got into the behavior of the atom. And I remember thinking about the atom this way. I said, inside of the atom, there's a ton of space. There's very few items inside of the atom. So you've got electrons, neutrons, protons, whatever. But there's a lot of space inside of this nucleus. And so when you think of a solid object and you hit that solid object, as I just hit my desk, it doesn't bend. So I said things are moving so fast in certain types of electrons, in certain types of atoms, to where it's solid. But they move slower where you have more compression. So in other words, the reason why I can compress a balloon is because it's the level of excitation isn't there. The balloon isn't so taut with air that's bouncing off of each other or particles bouncing off of each other that I can't squeeze it. But if there's less air and it's more malleable, there's obviously less pressure, less items in there to be bounced off of. So that's the way I look at sort of the atom. But here's what I used to think about. I said the atom is far too powerful because if you allow that pressure, if you could split the atom, as we say, which is what Einstein essentially did with U-230, uranium-239 or 235, I forget which, but one of them is nuclear. But if you split that atom, the power that emits from it is tremendous. So I want you to think about something that can keep something feeling solid while, in fact, the individual atom is mostly air, mostly space. So that's the power of that little thing that's moving around inside of the atom and keeping that thing that appears to be solid, solid. So if you could split the atom open and let that power go, even if it's not nuclear, there's still a lot of power there. So that was my theory. And then I also said I see gyroscopic motion because of the way that the atom, the behavior of it just wasn't the same. So I'm boring you guys now at this point, but that's okay. So here's my point. I leave engineering school with my own little theories about it. I didn't try to prove it. I just wanted to get out of school and go to work because I wasn't designing at the subatomic particle level. I was designing computers, supercomputers, and other stuff. So, but I still had this theory. Later on, I'm talking a decade or two later, I'm talking to engineering students and they're telling me about the subatomic makeup of the atom, and they're like, yeah, so they now theorize that it's gyroscopic motion. And I was like, that's exactly what I was saying. So, but here's the reason why I say that. Einstein made me think differently. I was going in, they were just telling me how to think about the electron. So I did. Thought about it that way. And I apply those same techniques, if you will, to politics. They want us to believe a particular way. They want us to believe that we have choice when we don't. You are being manipulated every single day. And I will never forget when I got my hands on a book and it said how the government studied electronic theory and the makeup of the chemistry of people as well as the behavior, if you will, and they likened it to engineering, to electronics. And I'll give you an example. You got three lanes of traffic, and they're all going straight. And you know, and it's kind of rush hour, so maybe the left and the right lane have 5 cars and 4 cars, and the center lane's got 14 cars. What you're looking at a distance as an electron. What do? I guarantee you, the likelihood is you go to the lane with 4 cars. Okay. And then you'll watch the 4 car and 5 car lanes will start to fill up, and we call that filling holes until there's at least 12 or 13 cars across the board. You're going to see people, you can predict the behavior. So if there's 1 car in one lane, 5 cars in another, and 13 cars in another, most people are going to pick the car with the lane with 1 car. And then those will fill up before anybody else lines up behind the 13. Now you may say, well, Kevin, why do people line up behind the 13? That wasn't the point of this exercise. That's what I'd say. So I can make you do things, in other words. If I've got 2 lanes of traffic, if I want you to go to the left lane, for example, if I'm the government and I want to make sure you go there, I'll line the cars up in the other 2 lanes next to you so you will be forced to get in the left lane. That's what the government does. It can actually predict our behavior. And they have models built around this. I know people think this is some sort of crazy conspiracy theory. They have models that know if we tweak this in a city, this is what will happen. If we give a food shortage or a gasoline shortage, here's what the flow will do. Here's what people will do. They know how to manipulate it. And so I'm telling you, what you need to do is you need to watch this Einstein thing, if you can catch the whole thing of it, and then apply it to things that you go, I don't quite understand. Take a step back and ask yourself, what's going on? What's being manipulated? Then, now, with what I've just told you, look at the news differently. Ask yourself some basic questions. Why this constant, incessant drone that Trump is so bad? Trump has not performed badly. Let's say you don't agree with everything he's done. There are some things that you would go, well, that's pretty good. Right? I get that Barack Obama, we didn't have a whole lot to celebrate, but if he did something good, we were there to say it. I know I was. It wasn't very often, but I said it. I don't just dislike him so much that if he does things good, I wouldn't do that. But ask yourself why this is happening with Donald Trump, and then who controls the system, and why it is so important that we interrupted.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.